let's go ahead and move into the underwear report. Guess who wrote in for the underwear report?
Who?
A very boring underwear report from Baron Frosty. These are his words, because this is not boring at all.
Okay.
I usually wear trunks, so these longer style are a bit weird and take some getting used to on my hairy ass and legs. And there is the photo. He fills those out very nicely. And look at those hairy legs.
Yeah.
Those are beautiful.
Well, hello, everyone. It is not the fat one. This is episode 2851 of the BFO for Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. Today, you're Blimeys. Blimeys because the cast of Blime Time is with us today, including Dean, Winerig, Juicy Jones, Baron Frosty, and myself, Dr. P.
Yes!
Okay, welcome to Blime Time / Big Fatty, everybody.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, good job. Didn't notice. Yay.
So the first thing on our list of things to talk about tonight is our coupon report.
Our what?
So we're in the Christmas season, so in this section of the show we need to talk about things we've gotten on sale, good deals we've gotten, cases of toothpaste that we've purchased by accident. So my story is I'm on this kick where I buy this special Arm & Hammer whitening toothpaste that's cheaper to buy on Amazon than it is to buy in the store. Mm-hmm. So I buy, and the way that they sell it on Amazon is you have to buy a 3-pack.
Bulk. Yep.
So I ordered a 3-pack on Amazon, was the last time we were in a grocery store.
Tuesday, I think.
I always do it when we're in the grocery store because I check to make sure it's cheaper.
2012.
Pardon me?
That would be 2012. The last time I was in a grocery store.
So Juicy's coupon report might be a little limited. So we were in Wegmans. I checked to make sure it was still cheaper on Amazon. I was low on toothpaste, so I clicked the button to order the 3 tubes of toothpaste. Today it arrived in a box as big as a small car. I opened it up and Amazon sent me the entire metric ton case of toothpaste.
22 tubes.
Oh my gosh.
For $10.
Wow. You're set for life.
I essentially have probably 5 years worth of toothpaste now, and I Googled to see if toothpaste
goes bad
or expires or whatever.
Shelf life, yeah.
And they said that it's good for 2 years past its expiration date. So I'm brushing
it's
my teeth every 5 minutes.
Anyway.
Maybe you could leave a tube for your cleaning lady this year.
Oh yeah, we probably need to figure out what we're doing for her. No,
oh yeah, she's coming. She's coming next week.
We already tipped ours.
How big could that be? Tip?
How does toothpaste go bad to begin with? It's already bad.
So barf out, gag me with a spoon.
How could it even go bad?
So Dean, what was the tip that you gave your cleaning lady?
That was 50 bucks.
50 bucks.
And an egg cooker.
Oh, it was a cash tip, not a cleaning tip.
I want to take a ride on your disco stick. Yeah.
Vinegar works wonders.
Wine rag notices where you don't dust.
I do. I actually do.
You could have just provided a link to something.
I'm thinking I'm just gonna double her pay.
She showed up all year. Is that the case?
Yes, this is the first year that she showed up.
Especially got zilch last year.
Although I'm Xing off the days because last December is when she.
This is about the time.
Pardon me?
This is about the time that she had the freak out.
Yeah, it was for what, 3 months that she wasn't here around.
Yeah, last year around this time she didn't show up for 2 months. So I'm is it going to kick in?
This time of year.
I don't know.
She wouldn't be the only one.
So, Dean, any coupon report from you? Any good things you've purchased? Like Christmas presents you want to talk about?
So this is like a serious question.
Uh-huh.
Would you use a coupon in a store?
Yeah. If you're going to ask a serious question, I must make sure that you're wearing a suit.
Big Fatty just like flipped over, did a handstand, screamed, and threw a dart at your picture.
What if somebody saw you use a coupon in a store?
Big Fatty is the coupon queen. Oh my God.
Is it like a food stamp?
Big Fatty keeps track of how much he saves with his coupon purchases. He reads off the receipt.
If somebody I knew saw me with a coupon in my hand in a store, I think I would be mortified.
Why?
I don't know. It's just I would never do it.
Well, I just wonder who could be bothered over 15 cents. I'm sure there's billions of savings in that paper, and it's all shit I don't even want anyway. So, you know,
it's kind of like how I throw out my nickel deposit cans into the trash.
I know.
Me too. I can't, and I'm sorry.
I am too fucking busy.
Life is hard enough. I am not scrubbing my garbage. I'm sorry.
Me either.
Because I do it. I scrub the garbage. I separate everything. There's like 15 garbage cans here. One for this, for that, one for the other thing.
So, Weinreich, how much per hour are you earning to do all this?
It doesn't matter. It's making Mother Earth happy.
No, it's not, because you're running water. You're using soap. It's not good for the environment.
It's making me feel that mate's making Mother Earth happy.
It's all about perspective, Weinreich. It makes you happy. Then rock on. And it makes me unhappy, so pollute away.
I agree.
Burn this planet to the ground. Okay.
When we first got together, he had a freaking cow. Because this is God's honest truth. I have never returned a can or a bottle in my life.
I haven't either.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
I don't even know where to start.
How does that happen?
When they passed that law in New York State, I lived in Albany, and I threw out my cans, and the homeless people would come and pluck them out of my garbage.
Yep.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah, it was a donation.
Right.
Since then, I've moved all over to different places, and I've never returned a single can.
Me either. Weinreich does it, though.
I do it, yes.
Yeah, my time's worth more to me than that.
Yeah, I don't have 5 cents. I could be making a journal.
Well, you don't run to the grocery store every 5 cents. You could make a huge collection of, like, you know, 1,000 bottles or whatever. And then you go.
Grocery store? What? You take the rotten cans to the grocery store.
That's one option. That is one option. That's one option. That's one option. The other option, we're very lucky because where we are, there's a recycling center you can actually bring your stuff to, and they'll actually give you 6 cents.
I'll give you a better tip. Curb alert. Craigslist, curb alert. Come get them.
They'll give you 6 cents. For
it's never going to happen.
So I've driven by it before.
So
I actually make money when I.
So, Weinreich, let's talk about your coupon report.
Now, let's talk about what he's doing with his can money.
You mean the $1 I've saved all year?
you just solved your arc. We just saw. You get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I know.
It was on you.
I guess my OCD is organizing and trying to keep things like less cluttered. Even though
gathering dirty cans is clutter.
Hoarding. Also called hoarding.
So I am a little bit of a hoarder, and Dean knows this. So it's like it's two birds with one stone. It's like I'm hoarding and OCD, like organizing by keeping cans.
Have you met Dr. P, my hoarder?
I would like to. I want to tell you, Weinreich, because 3 times now he said that he organizes. So let me tell you this. You walk down the basement stairs.
He's lying.
So you got to listen to this. This is the God's honest truth. This is true.
Let's rewind to the truth.
A rag is a pathological hoarder and liar.
So you gotta hear this though. You walk
it's called organizing.
Yeah, listen to this. You walk down the basement stairs, and there's a storage shelf.
In your brand new house, though.
In your brand new house, yes. So there's an organized kind of ish storage shelf, and it's got like all the birthday cards, all the holiday cards, all the Christmas, not the Christmas cards, all the cards that we own are on this one shelf. Weinreich put them there to make it organized. So we forgot somebody when we sent out Christmas cards. So I'm like, where are the Christmas cards? He's like, they're down on the shelf on the right or on the left. And I'm like, you mean on the right, right? He's like, no, on the left. So I go down in the basement. The shelf is there with all the cards on it. No Christmas cards. All the way across the basement on a shelf all by itself is one box of Christmas cards. That's how he organizes. I'm like, what the fuck? You have to go through.
Your system, Weinreich.
I forgot about the card system there. That's kind of. Dean is sort of right. It's sort of like I'm organized where the public can see our house, but like in hidden spaces like closets and basements, it's like an absolute train wreck. Because like, you know, I organize where people can see, but you know, like, oh, these pens or whatever, they can go in the basement or right. They can go in this closet. And then I just like throw
and
stuff.
Here's like another example. Like he took the better part and I appreciate him taking the better part. We bought a new bed. So he puts the frame down.
How's that going?
It's going good.
We need to talk about the bed on the coupon report.
Okay, but the bed frame is like in three pieces. So instead of like leaning it up against a wall or pushing it all against the wall, he puts like one piece of frame every 2 feet. So to walk across the bathroom, you have to play the basement. You have to play hopscotch to get across the basement because he's got him.
It was bad. Yeah.
Wait. Why? You put the bed in the basement?
The old bed.
No, the old bed, but we have to throw it away.
Yes. Like the basement is like my hoarding closet, pretty much. Because the basement is huge.
You don't have a spare bedroom that you could put it in?
Oh, we beds in have.
Yeah, we were good with beds on those, on that front.
Yeah. No guest wants to sleep on their come stay mattress.
Put a curb alert up.
I know. Dean's like kind of creeped out by people taking our old used Casper mattress. I'm like, it's a king size Casper mattress. Someone will use it.
Can't you burn it in the burn barrel?
There's a lot of DNA on there. I don't want anybody to burn it.
To end up part of an investigation anywhere.
Yeah. Or you could become a clone. Someone might clone you.
Oh my God, who'd clone me?
I wasn't in that state.
You're beautiful, Dean.
I am.
So the next section is our mystery date section.
Huh?
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Mystery date.
Oh, okay.
Get into it.
February 5th, 1972.
Was 1972 our house number?
So in this section, we're going to talk about scandalous or like bad, funny, scary hookups that we've had.
Oh boy.
So I think we should start with the biggest slut in the room. Which would be Weinreich.
I'm sorry. I'm a satyr. You found me.
He said, you found me or you pound me? What did you say?
Nah, either or.
Yeah. Potato, potato.
Vulgar.
Vulgar.
Scariest. I don't...
It does. So well, it doesn't have to be scariest. It could be worst, most uncomfortable... Big one you regretted the most.
Oh, most uncomfortable. Oh my God. Yeah. This is weird. So,
this is pre-apps and stuff. It's just like you talk to people. There's words on the screen. I'm Harry. I'm ready to do it. I'm like, okay, let's go. And he's like, wait, you have to. So I had to drive 20 minutes over to his place. And he's like, wait, before you go, make sure my wife is leaving. So actually, like, yeah.
Excuse me.
This is uncomfortable.
Pardonnez-moi.
So he's like, by the way, I'm a minister. I'm like, okay, but you're hairy and horny. So, yeah. So.
How did I do?
Yeah. It was bad. We'll get there. So I park near his house, watch the wife back up and drive away. I pull into his driveway, walk in the house. There are crosses on every square inch of his house. I'm like, Jesus is watching me. This is insane. Crosses are everywhere. And I'm like, okay, it's a minister. And then he's not that hot. And then I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, I want to leave. Please stop. And he's like starting to like, you know, touch me and trying to kiss me. And I'm like, no, just, I'm sorry. I can't do this. I mean, I just watched your wife leave. Jesus is everywhere, like literally everywhere. I'm not kidding. Every square inch of the house was cross, like dead Jesus everywhere. It was like, it was crazy.
He was crying every second because he was such a creep.
It was weird. It was so weird. So before I left, he decided to pray for me. So,
well, did you do it?
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything. I'm like, I was
so you're just like, get off my nutsack. I'm leaving. But can
we
pray first?
He took his shirt off. He was ready to go. He's like, yeah, woo. And I'm like, no, it's not happening. Because I just was just so creeped out. I don't know.
You're like, how about for the next time we hook up, you take some of these crosses down?
Yeah, I. And he wasn't hot to me either. So, I mean, yes, he was hairy, but he just wasn't like, I'm just like, eh. Like, I just wasn't, no.
Juicy has no mystery dates.
I had a long-term boyfriend that offered me a gift once. And it was in the back of the car. And when I opened it up, it was a duffel bag filled with women's lingerie. And I thought it was, and it was large. And I thought it was, I looked at, and it was happened to be April Fool's Day. And
you're like, my vagina is not fat.
He said, well, that he'd like to wear it. It was his. And so he told me about it on April Fool's Day in case I had a negative reaction. He'd say it was a joke.
That's actually pretty smart. Yeah.
Yeah, very clever.
That is strange.
No, but I want to know what her reaction was.
I was like, whatever. I like Baron, I needed a ride.
Times are tough.
I was like, whatever. Do you?
Bye-bye. So I don't have any mystery dates because I'm a spring flower.
Liar.
Right.
Liar. I'm the supreme slut. You're like the next in line.
I am a spring flower.
No.
Stinkweed.
You're a spring weed.
When I hook up with people, I only cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dean, how about your mystery date?
I can't think of anything that would be even funny. I don't know.
I know. So I can think of like 10 stories about you that I know off the top of my head.
I can't think of anything.
All right, we need to take a break because my bladder is about to pop and I need a drink.
I do too.
But we'll come right back and we'll continue the Big Fatty episode. We're going to I will make this work. I will stitch it all together.
You're like half an hour.
I will stitch it all together.
See, you could probably even get an episode for Blind Time with all the outtakes.
Probably.
You totally could.
Hey, Matt Burlingame, what do you think of Blind Time's Big Fatty tribute show?
He fills those up very nice.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
We'll be right back. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.